Friends, on last Sunday, we had the opportunity to journey together during our new sermon series titled Run the Good Race. During our time together, we examined the importance of knowing one's why. Using our scriptures for the series, coming from the book of Hebrews, the 12th chapter, the first and the second verses, as well as the words of Paul that we found in the first book of Corinthians, the 9th chapter, the 24th through the 25th verses. Those words, in addition to my sharing the journey of my daughter Jessica and myself as two different individuals, two runners pursuing two different types of races. In addition to those, we also had the assistance of Christian comedian Michael Jr. We saw a clip titled Knowing Your Why. This Christian comedian had found a way of being able to take what he loved doing, which was making people laugh, and helping them to learn their purpose in life. For us, we received the benefit of him having a personal interaction with a musical instructor by the name of Mr. Duff. And during that exchange on one of his Wednesday specials, Michael asked him if he would sing a stanza of Amazing Grace. With his nice baritone voice, Mr. Duff was able to do that with ease. Yet, when Mr. Michael asked him to sing that song again, and he framed it in the context of just receiving news of his uncle getting out of jail, and Mr. Duff remembering the days when he was shot in the back as a young boy, he then rendered Amazing Grace a second time. And we who were benefactors of seeing this realized that there was a distinguished difference in the way in which Mr. Duff sung that song. For the second time, he sung it knowing why, and his portrayal of it came from deep within him. Our why comes from a place inside of us that provides the driving force behind our what. Too long, friends, people have been operating from a place of what? Like myself, I did what I was told to do, and that carried over even in my Christian journey until I realized the what wasn't the most important factor. And so today, I invite you to journey with me as we examine through part two of our series, the importance of our what and when it is in conjunction with our why. Please join me in a word of prayer. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for the opportunity to worship as your sons and daughters in spirit and in truth. Now, God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our collective hearts be acceptable, O Lord, in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. And we ask it all in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Examining our what, I would like to draw our attention back to the book of Hebrews, the 12th chapter, the first verse. And it says thus, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight and sin which clings closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us. Runners participating as members in a race, more specifically in a race such as Jessica would, an athlete. There are certain things that they are required to do in order for their what to have an impact. Just like Paul's words to us, or just as the words in Hebrews 12 are for us, that we are to put off every weight and every sin that clings closely to us, she is required to put off some things as well. Put off spending extra time with family and friends. Put off not meeting the requirements that she had agreed to. Put off unhealthy practices in being a member on her track team. The same is true for us who run the Christian race, as given to us from those very words in the first verse of chapter 12 of Hebrews. For as ambassadors and followers of Jesus, we are called to put off sin, to put off those things that would keep us from doing what it is we need to do. All too often, it may mean distancing ourselves from persons and individuals who have the propensity to want to distract us, who want to question what it is we do, who chide us and saying, "What's so important?" Or, "It doesn't take all of that, does it?" However, for us who are running this Christian race, it does take all of that. Even more so, the Apostle Paul tells us in the book of Romans, the 5th chapter, the 1st through the 5th verses, just how important it is, not only for us to put off certain things, but how important it is for us to do certain things that will help us to better understand our why, if we're willing to do what we're being instructed to do. For Paul tells us, "Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our own suffering, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us." Church, we are being instructed that if we want to compete in this race and receive an imperishable wreath or prize, then there are some things that are required of us. Those things include realizing that we need to build up first our endurance. And our endurance does come out of our suffering. And sometimes it does feel like suffering when we have to distance ourselves from individuals we know. And even greater than that, sometimes it's family members that we know that we need to distance ourselves from, because they don't always understand our why. They don't always understand our inner passion that allows us the opportunity to do what is needed, but not only the opportunity, but the commitment to do what is required. Yes, individuals like Jessica also need to do what is required in order for their why to have a greater impact. They need to fulfill the commitment of showing up for practices, the commitment of going to the weight room and building up their bodies and their endurance. And yes, the commitment to do the extra, eating healthy, getting good night's sleep, but also keeping their mind sharp and fulfilling the academic requirements. All of this makes their what more impactful, and their why have greater power and purpose. For those of us who continue to run the Christian race, we are also called to a place of reaffirmation. For if we go back to the very first verse in Romans 5, we have a reminder, if you will. For it says, therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Church, this says to me that even in the midst of my suffering, there is a peace. But even greater than that, there is a peace because of God's grace that he gave through us through his Son, Jesus Christ. For me, this holds a big part of my why in running this Christian race. Because God's grace was around me before I was even aware of it. God was reaching out to me through Jesus, and because of my faith in God through Jesus Christ, and the fact that Jesus went to the cross for me and endured the shame of an old rugged cross, taking on my sins and your sins, I am willing to do what is necessary to run this Christian race. For I'm also reminded in the Gospel of Matthew, over in the 14th chapter, when Jesus had been ministering to the people. It'd been a long day, several days in Jerusalem with 5,000 men, in addition to women and children being there. When he had come to the end of his message and he was prepared to go and rejuvenate himself, when he got word that the people were hungry and Jesus wanted to feed them, whereas the disciples wanted to tell Jesus, send them home. We don't have anything to feed them. But Jesus, out of his why, out of his inner being, out of his commitment to do his Father's will, instructed the disciples to go and to see if anyone had bought anything food-wise with them that could be used to feed the people. We've heard the story of the little boy who had come with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. And they took it to Jesus, and Jesus said, have the people sit down, and he blessed the food. And Jesus, being who he was, not only the one who laid the example for us, but he was one who continued to teach the disciples the importance of knowing their why, as well as the impactfulness of their why through what they did. So Jesus had the disciples to distribute the fish and the bread to those who were there, showing what takes place when your focus is really upon running a good race. Running a race that sometimes people may call you stupid and dumb for the things that you do. However, if your why is truly from the deep within you, you'll pass by that. For if you are someone who does what is asked of you, and you do it, but you don't do it well, then I would dare say it's not from a place of an impassionate why. Or if you're asked to do something, and again, you don't do it well, and someone asks you about it, you would reply, well, no one else would do it. My friends, that's an ordinary why with an ordinary what response. However, when your passion comes from deep within, nothing will stop you. Nothing will get in your way, regardless of what it requires, how long you may need to endure. You continue because, one, you've got the peace that comes from God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And we also understand that endurance comes out of our suffering. We understand that we are building up our character to be even better runners in the race. When we're willing to understand that sometimes we may be called to run a sprint because someone has called us or reached out to us because they are standing on the brink of life and death. And yet, there will be other times when we will need to be in this race as a marathon runner because someone who has just been introduced to Jesus needs someone to walk beside them. Running a good race, my friends, requires us to understand the importance of our why and the passion that is the driving force behind it that allows us to do what is required. Makes it all worthwhile. When we combine our what and our why, then we understand what it means to run the race with others because they all compete. And only one winner wins, or one runner wins the race, when we look at it and participate in it from a perspective of being on a track team like my Jessica. And I'm not putting down her love for running, her passion, her commitment for willing to do what was required in that realm as well. However, for those of us who are looking to receive the imperishable prize, the permanent prize, then we need to run the race, understanding our why and our what. And so, friends, I pray that as we continue our journey on next Sunday, we will have an opportunity to see what God has in store for us. The question today is, church, are you willing to do what is necessary to run the good race? Amen and amen. Please join me in a word of prayer. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for this day, and we thank you, Lord, for not only the words from your apostle Paul, but also the example that you have given us through your son Jesus of what it is that is required to run the good race. Now, God, we thank you not only for the example of Jesus, but we also thank you for the words that he left us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen and amen. God bless you.